Hello and welcome to After Death, a show where I tell you about all different things involving death, from death customs around the world to just random little facts. My name's Chris and I'm your host. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about the abandoned Roger Williams Mausoleum in Cranston, Rhode Island. An apartment complex may seem like a comfortable place to live. Some people enjoy being close to other people in an above-ground building. Over 500 Rhode Islanders thought that a death apartment would be a pleasant and safe place for eternal rest. When purchasing a room, or in this case, a sepulcher, one would expect the upkeep to be taken care of. The mausoleum at Oakland Cemetery in Rhode Island did not live up to these expectations. The Roger Williams Mausoleum fell into disrepair after the last owners died in 2002 without naming someone to take over or leaving much money for the upkeep. As of 2007, the building became condemned, leaving families to mourn behind a chain-link fence. In 2015, closure has finally come for some families. Families have the choice to remove their loved ones from this condemned death house and bring them to a more respectable place. Of course, this procedure does come at a price. $6,000, to be precise. WPRI 12, a local Rhode Island news station, had done a previous investigation in 2014, and it took a year until families were able to give their family members the respectable burial they wanted. The conditions inside the mausoleum were very unsafe. Workers had to wear hazmat suits in order to protect them from the asbestos and mold. The building had been secured just long enough to remove about a dozen bodies. However, it will eventually become way too dangerous to continue removing the dead. When I first wrote a paper for my college writing class on this subject, I could not find any new information past 2015. This left me messaging the news station, trying to call the cemetery. After the long, excruciating wait of 5 minutes with no answers, I decided might as well just go down to the cemetery and take a look. I had no idea if the building was even still there. I mean, it was a good amount of years between 2015 and when I wrote the paper. So I drove down to the cemetery and, wearing a bright green winter cap, I grabbed my camera and walked through the snow until I found the building. It was still standing. It had a chain-link fence around it with no trespassing signs all around. I took pictures of the exterior of the building, hoping I might get a few extra credit points on my paper for it. When I walked around the left side of the building, my heart sank. There was a hole cut into the fence, and a window that had previously been boarded up was gaping open with a look into the building. From outside the fence, I could see inside to where a casket had been pulled halfway out of the wall. It's been about 2 years since I originally wrote this paper, and now I'm editing it, rewriting for this podcast, hoping that maybe by talking about it, more people will hear it, and something can finally be done for this crumbling building and those who rest inside before it is too late. WPRI did pick up the story after I sent them information and the pictures I had taken when I had originally wrote the paper. They titled their news story as "Condemned Mausoleum Becomes Hotspot for Trespassers." When they had looked into it, they found multiple sleeping bags inside. The dead and living sleeping together inside a building that could collapse on them at any given time. Some people may be living in there because they needed someplace warm, while others were definitely in there stealing from the dead. Brass nameplates, for instance, were among the things stolen. In July of 2019, the story was picked up once again. I truly wish I could say the story has a happy ending, but unfortunately, things have only gotten worse. In front of a once beautiful stained glass window, a casket lays on the floor, open and empty. the Beriducci family has a plan to remove the bodies. Annette Beriducci says that they need the help of the city of Cranston and the state to provide both engineers and laborers. They would also need money for the plan. She also suggested they could use money from the General Public Assistance Plan Burial Fund for the project. A spokesperson for the current mayor of Cranston states that the city is only responsible to secure the building from trespassers to the best of their ability and is skeptical of the new plan. The Roger Williams Mausoleum was built in 1926 and originally owned by Thomas Cullinan. After his passing, ownership went to his two daughters, Helen and Catherine. In 2002, Catherine became the last person to be laid to rest there. The sisters never named anyone to take care of the building after their deaths and left only $17,012.46 for the upkeep. Attorney Joseph Ferrucci was appointed as temporary receiver in 2003. He was unable to locate the records of those who were interred there, and after multiple inspections of the property, found that it would take tens of thousands of dollars to bring the building up to being in a safe condition. In 2005, the city of Cranston condemned the building as a public safety risk. Due to this decision, the receiver argued that the city had basically taken possession of the property. In October 2005, the DCI Construction of Cumberland estimated repairs to cost $910,000. They also stated that further analysis would be required by both structural and mechanical engineers. The conclusion was that the building was in poor and unusable condition. In November 2005, the city declined taking possession of the building. Then in January 2006, a proposal to repair and then restore the property was put in by Joseph Beriducci. His plan was to remove and reinter the bodies and then use the repaired building as a crematory. He was given a 90-day exclusivity period to get the permits. In May of 2006, the Rhode Island Funeral Association filed a motion to intervene in his plans. They claimed they were worried that this plan would go against the Rhode Island funeral law industry laws. Beriducci then abandoned his plan. In November of 2009, the receiver of the property passed away unexpectedly, leaving his law partner, Mark Russo, as the new receiver. In April 2011, Russo requested a civil complaint against the city and/or the state to make them accept financial responsibility of the mausoleum. The city and state, however, resisted the responsibility. In January 2012, Russo filed a $1.9 million closing plan. It was a five-phase plan that needed funding from the city and state in order to do it. It included 1, identifying all military and service members in the mausoleum and relocating them to the nearest veteran cemetery. 2, identifying all remaining Catholics in the mausoleum and coordinating with St. Joseph's Cemetery in West Greenwich for relocation and burial. 3, disinterring all remaining bodies and temporarily containing them in concrete storage liners at the mausoleum site. 4, relocating and burying the remaining bodies at one of 3 sites, Oakland Lawn Cemetery, next to the mausoleum, a dedicated strip of land in Providence, or burial at the mausoleum site following demolition. And 5, demolishing the Roger Williams Mausoleum and potentially selling the site. Later that same month, the city of Cranston responded saying that the city, quote, has not been, nor is it now, in a position to make any financial commitment in regard to funding of the proposed closure plan. On January 20th, Superior Court Judge Michael Silverstein approved the closure plan, but denied the civil complaint against the city state. Without this complaint, the city had no reason to pay or give any funding, and therefore the plan could not go through. On March 5th, 2012, Russo put in a petition to abandon the mausoleum, saying that he had exhausted all possible plans to resolve the issues. On the 27th, the judge approved this, and as of July 18th, 2012, quote, the legal entity that owned the mausoleum, Roger Williams Park Mausoleum, Inc., is officially dissolved, and all remaining books and records are ordered destroyed. Court records show that at least 527 people were interred in the mausoleum, yet If you search on findagrave.com, you can only find 278 names. Unfortunately, many names have been lost due to the judge's decision to have all books and records destroyed. I will have my show notes posted on both my Twitter and my Instagram, my Twitter being at afterdeathpod and Instagram being at afterdeath_pod. This episode was a very interesting one for me, seeing as I did do this report for school a few years back. The reason I even looked into this in the first place was we had an assignment that was basically go online and find a video that changes how you perceive something. And I've always been kind of a death nerd, so I was going based on that, and I found some other interesting stuff. But then I saw something close by with the mausoleum story, so I went and I looked up stuff about that, and I couldn't find that much information. And the fact that something that significant can happen so close to home without me having any idea about it kind of changed my perspective on things. So I went and I did the paper for that. Part of what I wrote today, I took right from that paper, but other parts I cut out completely because the majority of that paper was more my own opinions and feelings and why it changed my point of view. So for this, I wanted to have more information about the actual mausoleum and what's actually going on. And it's really sad to say that things haven't improved really at all. It's good that the building's still standing at least, and some of the bodies are still okay in there, but the vandalism has just gotten worse. It's just gotten so much worse. The fact that they found a casket on the floor open and empty is really depressing and really sad. And it's just the fact that the main reason nothing's been done is because people don't want to spend money on it is also really sad. So I'm hoping that by putting this episode out there, it'll get a little more attention to the issue, and hopefully people will be able to say, hey, this isn't good, let's do something about it. And maybe one day something will get done. It would be really great if the bodies could be moved and put into a safer, better place. But unfortunately, I don't know if I can see that happening. So I guess fingers crossed. And thanks for listening. I will see you guys next time. Bye.